seeing city deals emerging in Scotland. There has been one in Glasgow. There's a second one now in the pipeline for Aberdeen, and indeed a third one for Inverness. And similarly, the Welsh devolved assembly are doing one for Cardiff. It's not just about some extra money coming from the Treasury. It is that you have a compact for delivery. Powers and capacities are given at city level so that things can be made happen. Sometimes it's assets are transferred, sometimes it's a borrowing power that is given, sometimes it's financial commitments are being underwritten. But the way in which the Whitehall deal with the devolved authorities work is the commitments from Whitehall are there on the basis of commitments and delivery following on those commitments coming from the devolved authorities. And so it's that thing of locking in delivery, which has been what is missing from the whole one plan experience in Derry.
But we know at the moment that the executive is trying to make up €200 million as a result of the ongoing row over welfare. That would suggest that anything that's going to involve investment or the commitment to funds is not going to be looked at favourably by the finance department or indeed the executive in general.
First of all, the executive say that they have a headline commitment to the one plan in the current programme for government. And parties who are now making the excuses about the limitations of the current programme for government are saying we should now look forward to the one plan coming forward in the next programme for government. Well, what's a vehicle for helping to actually give delivery of the one plan? And it is the city deal type model, channelling funding that government is undertaking anyway. As part of the Stormont House Agreement, the British government again addressed the sort of borrowing power that we first negotiated back in 2001-2 with the Reinvestment and Reform Initiative. But that borrowing power, instead of being used purely now for strategic capital investment, is now being used to support the voluntary exit scheme. But in recognising that there's an opportunity cost there, the Treasury has said then that they would give an additional borrowing power over the period of the Stormont House Agreement. Now, one of the things that the city deal type model has done across the water is it has seen some of those borrowing powers being assigned to particular areas to back and support particular projects that otherwise wouldn't happen, that otherwise wouldn't get the backing of individual government departments if it was coming directly out of their budgets. So it's a way of saying, are there different ways of funding and enabling the funding of projects that matter here in the Northwest in terms of the one plan? And that could include roads, it could include aspects of the university expansion and the capital investment required for that. So there are a number of different options there, but the city deal isn't a fixed package. It's different in scale and scope in different places across the water. And so if we were getting a first city deal here in the north, and it should be in Derry because we have the one plan and all of those priorities and commitments already agreed, then we should be able to design a package and a form that suits ourselves.